For this Wednesday, March 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Mount Vernon High School's Athletic Hall of Fame banquet is set for Saturday, April 4th at the Mount Vernon High School cafeteria. This is the 37th induction dinner and ceremony, and it's sponsored by the Mount Vernon M Club. The 2026 Hall of Fame inductees are Chad Ruggieri, now Chad Govert, class of 2004, Ryan Plutz, class of 2009, Elizabeth Fry, now Elizabeth Blegen, class of 2010, Dustin Rubenacher, class of 2010, Coach Vicki Rieger, the 2009-2010 girls swim team, and the 1982 baseball team. This year's service award goes to Steve Mitchell. The guest speaker is Paul Neidig, who is the IHSAA commissioner. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., dinner is served at 6, and the ceremony starts at 6:30. Again, that's on Saturday, April 4th at the Mount Vernon High School cafeteria. You can register for the event at mvwildcats.org/registrations. Indiana is strengthening its animal cruelty laws with tougher penalties aimed at stopping severe abuse and protecting animals across the state. Local officials gathered Tuesday at the Vandenberg County Prosecutor's Office to highlight House Bill 11-65, a new law that increases penalties for certain acts of animal cruelty. The legislation was prompted in part by several disturbing cases in southern Indiana that officials say expose gaps in the state's current laws. Right now, someone accused of a serious act of animal cruelty in Indiana can face only a misdemeanor if it's their first offense. But starting July 1st, prosecutors will be able to file felony charges in some of those cases, even for first-time offenders. Officials say that change gives law enforcement stronger tools to pursue the most serious abuse cases. Several incidents have brought renewed attention to the issue, including one involving Shayna Burko, who has faced multiple animal-related felony charges in recent years across the tri-state region. Prosecutors say the new law will allow them to pursue tougher penalties when extreme abuse happens. The legislation also expands protections for animals statewide, including law enforcement canines. Killing a police animal will now be considered a level 5 felony. It also addresses situations involving pets left in hot vehicles. Under certain conditions, people will be allowed to break into a car to rescue an animal in dangerous heat without facing legal consequences. Officials say the new law will take effect July 1st, and they hope the stronger penalties will help prevent serious animal abuse cases across Indiana. Country music star Thomas Rhett will perform at Ford Center in downtown Evansville on August 20th as part of his newly announced The Soundtrack to Life tour. Fans can access pre-sale tickets as of 10 o'clock this morning. Tickets go on sale to the public this Friday at 10 a.m. The Live Nation promoted tour features rising stars Connor Smith and Emily Ann Roberts as opening acts for the Evansville date. The tour follows the release of Rhett's latest deluxe album, About a Woman, which features 25 tracks and collaborations with artists including Blake Shelton and Teddy Swims. Rhett, an 8-time ACM Award winner and former Entertainer of the Year, has secured 24 number one hits over his decade-long career. The summer trek also includes stops in Louisville and Nashville. Last night in local college sports, USI baseball got beat at Missouri 14-6. Evansville baseball lost at Cincinnati 13-11. And Purple Aces softball got beat at Louisville 5-4 in 8 innings. This afternoon, Evansville baseball plays at Miami, Ohio at 2 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, March 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio. And you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.